Well, folks, welcome to one more edition of Politics and Run. I'm Bertolis, the host. Thank you so kindly for being part of the show. We are going to have a great show for you today. Yes, we're going to have a great show for you today. Welcome aboard. We have Mike Cisak is in the house. Paul Fleming says, I'm checking in from ATL. Michael Rodnan is in the house. Bridge MCP in the house. And Doraleen Uten Zimmerman is in the house. Peggy Lopez is in La Casa. Paul Fleming Sr. is here as well. We also have para ver quien más está, Yvette Avery Herod, my hero, my beautiful union hero. Quien más está aquí? Para ver Bruce Pollard. Bruce Pollard. Thank you. I see you must have listened to the show on KPFT, my brother. Yep, the KPFT show featured Tim, my buddy Danahy. We're going to do a show together, probably start out weekly or something like that. He's a great guy, great friend of mine that goes back a very long time. All right, let's see who else we got here. AVQ, Yvette Avery Herod, para ver quien más está aquí. All right, let's get started. Michael Rundin says, California drought takes toll on world's all top.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Almond producer, we've been warned about climate change for so long that most Americans think of it in the future tense. However, global warming is not so distant a problem. It's here now. Next year, prices for nuts to spike up, and that's just the start of our problems. Well, you know, they're cutting down a lot of trees in California, all those nut trees, because nuts take a lot of water to grow. A lot of those trees are gone, or gonna be gone. They shouldn't be grown there. Grow some nuts here in Texas. Even parts of Texas have some heavy drop, but we do a lot of pecans here and some other nuts as well. Michael Rundin also says, heat wave threatens nearly 40 million across Southwest. The heat extends into California, where triple-digit temperatures are forecast in Sacramento for the next 3 days, and here in Houston as well. Outdoor labor will be especially dangerous, the National Weather Service warns. During this year's dome, the record-breaking heat caused over 2,000 deaths in the United States and Canada. Far too many people underestimate the heat. Take this seriously, drink a lot of water, and if you feel like you have to go, check out your neighbor to make sure they're okay. We are our brother's keepers. We have to keep that in our hearts. We're our brother's keepers. Brothers and sisters keepers. You know, we always see, you know, what can I say? Anyhow, Mike Renato says, Sanders Warren proposed bill to extend Social Security solvency for 75 years, increase benefits by $2,400 per year. This is what you get with progressives, tangible benefits addressing the needs of people. But more progressives in power, put more progressives in power, you have a government that prioritizes the needs of people over the greed of corporations. Very true. Guys, you see, I'm wearing my Netroots t-shirts. I'm going to be coming with my GoFundMe pretty soon to say, let's go to Pittsburgh. And there will be some perks for all of you who help support our work in Pittsburgh, as we have the largest conglomeration of progressive activists, progressive politicians, progressive think tanks, you name it, they'll be there. Chris Steigerwalt, former Fox News editor, say he's testified before January 6th committee. Steigerwalt came under fire for Donald Trump and his supporters after the Fox News political desk was the first to call Arizona for Joe Biden in November 2020. There are several Fox personalities who were in direct contact with high-level Trump administration officials before, during, and after the January 6th. What he says will likely implicate them in their sedition and conspiracy to overthrow the government. Last one. Our nation on the precipice of fascism, warns Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. There is such a concerted right-wing operation to try to convince everybody that Jan 6 riot and attack didn't happen, that it wasn't a big deal. This was an attempted coup of the United States of America. Not only did Republicans vote to protect it, they encouraged it. So we are on the precipice legally of fascism. No law was ever passed to prevent this from happening again. If those responsible for planning, inciting, and participating in the failed insurrection are not prosecuted, history will repeat itself. Absolutely so. Bridge MCP says, today the Biden administration is announcing new steps to meet President Biden's goal to build out the first ever national network of 500,000 electric vehicle chargers along America's highways and in communities, a key piece of the bipartisan infrastructure law. Very much needed. Newly, also from Bridge MCP, newly disclosed emails make Jeannie Thomas' efforts look worse. Virginia Jeannie Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, pressed 29 Republican state lawmakers in Arizona, 27 more than previously known, to set aside Joe Biden's popular vote victory and choose presidential electors, according to the emails obtained by the Washington Post. What's more, Thomas gave the Arizona legislator radical bad advice in a state the December ticket narrowly won. According to counts, recounts, and audits, the far-right activists wrote that the responsibility to those to choose electors was yours and yours alone. In other words, Thomas suggested they had the legal authority to ignore the will of the Arizona voters. They did not. What's so funny is they like to talk about freedom, democracy. But not for you people, just for a few, right? That's what it's all about. All right, Michael Renner said, Bridge MCP, I can see the future. Let's see what else we got here. We got Bridge. Let's go down. Bart Lawson is here. Welcome, Bart. How are you doing? Maywood, afternoon, everyone. Listening mode, as I have a lot of things I'm trying to get done. So get doing, my dear Maywood. Carl Cox, the great Carl Cox, is here. You know, guys, we featured Brother Carl Cox on his own interview with Politics Done Right a few weeks ago. Paul Fleming says 98% of Republicans voted against gun reform bill. Peggy Lopez says the new trend in new orchids in North Carolina, drip irrigation uses less water. 105 today in my little town in the far north of the Central Valley. You're pretty low down. Replying to British MCP was Maywood. Carcox's progressives believe in the common good. Conservatives believe in the common bad. Bruce Pollard says there are some different ways to look at January 6th research, just as with Uvalde. The committee should also look into why the Capitol was not protected proactively. Unless they are fibbing, they say the National Guard was approved but turned down by Nancy, and there was investigative info saying there might be trouble. Paul from Rudden says, Paul, yep, while 7% of conservatives want universal background checks, with 85% of conservatives saying there should be a focus on mental illness, hey, maybe we'll convince that Medicare for All, which all would address mental illness, would be a good idea. They don't think that way. We have to instruct folks. We got to instruct. That's why we're here, not to just talk to the choir, but to bring on our right wingers as well and say, hey, we're not asking you not to be a right winger, but we're saying let's do things that support both of us. Again, let's do things that make both our lives better. You can go off and do your right wing thing after we work together for things together. Peggy Lopez, I cannot financially support where there are special perks because people who cannot afford to support get no special perks. So standard capitalists are financially better off, get more value. I'm going to talk about that when I talk about inflation, Peggy Lopez. Roberto Lewis, my companion in crime as we drove from D.C. to Houston. Eric Hayes says to Bridge and Maywood, more like ballot that didn't have the correct tracking numbers, didn't have signatures on them, and match on the file. That's just a tiny bit of what was found. Actually, CSAC, please, the reality is, I'm going to talk a little bit about that hearing yesterday. There is enough in that hearing to throw Donald Trump and his sycophants in jail. Now, listen to me, CSAC. You can choose to continue to believe those who lie to you, but Trump's own people, Trump's own daughter, was told by their own people that there was no election fraud. And in fact, we all know, because you can go to the legal records, that the people convicted of fraud in the 2020 election was, guess who? Republican Trumpites. Republicans wanting to vote for Trump are the only ones convicted of election fraud in the 2020 election that I know about. Now, here's the funny thing about it. All Trump's people knew. They knew they were putting out a lie. They admitted that they're putting out a lie. And here, there's still many right-wingers, some in our house. It's your house too, right-winger. This is a united house here. You still don't want to grab on to the truth because you are wedded to the fraud that is Trump. And if Trump is a fraud, it means so much of what you believe is erroneous. But you know what? Let me make you feel a little better, CSAC. There are a lot of things in my life, personally, now I'm going to get personal here, that I thought was so that I learned thereafter was not. Yes, there is going to be an Ask Egberto tomorrow. Thank you so kindly for reminding me to talk about it here. I'll do that in a minute, Brother Tom. Here's the deal. There was much in my life that I thought was a particular way that I had to change. I had to change my stance on my sexism because I just thought that was the way the world was supposed to be. I had to change my thought process on homosexuality and so many other things that I didn't come out shyly and say, okay, I guess I better not be against these things anymore. I came out and just said, I was a stupid person. I was an idiot. I was a backward ass person. And I'm not looking for a pat on my back for having been wrong and coming and seeing the light. Right? I'm telling my right wingers who now have the evidence that there was no fraud in the election, that Trump's own people tell them there was no fraud. And Trump knew it, but he still went out and snowed his own people. He still went out and lied to his people. It doesn't matter, CSEC, what numbers or crap you come up with ballots. His own people went through the entire thing and came out with the realization and the fact that there is nothing. He lost the election fair and square. To put it bluntly, he lost in a landslide. That's a fact. He lost in a landslide. Electoral College, worse than the Electoral College. He lost in a landslide. He's just a failure. He has always been a failure. Welcome to Politics Done Right. Gina Beekman, thank you so kindly for being here. Tom C said, Egberto, remember to tell folks that we are having Ask Egberto Anything tomorrow. I want to ask you guys kindly. I'm going to put that onto the screen right now if I can find. You know, it's a new screen, new stuff. I want you guys to show up, please, to Ask Egberto Anything. Because here's the deal. I think I have it in here. ¿Dónde está? Está aquí. Okay, here is the link. Please sign up for Ask Egberto Anything. It is free of charge. Just come in. It's a Zoom. It sends you. It just do the Zoom. I just put the link in there. Please click on that link. It is politicsdoneright.com/askegberto. politicsdoneright.com/askegberto. Please go ahead and sign up right now for Ask Egberto Anything, because I would love to have some of you, right, left, I don't care, let's have a good conversation. Ask anybody in the room who have been to it. We have very productive and thoughtful conversation. Okay, we have Brice says, Egberto Willis, did you get my email, the Powell Manifesto? No, I did not. I'll look for it. You know, my email box had like 1,200. I'm down to like 500 and something right now, so it could be in there. But just again, send it to info@politicsdoneright.com. Please, Bridge MCP, please send it again so that I'll be looking out for it now. Carl Cox says, we are all in this together. No one is special better than anyone else. Absolutely so. You're absolutely right. All right, let's see what else. Michael Rodney says, I got my absentee ballot in the mail an hour ago. Yeho, ping, ping. Paul Fleming says, Republicans want children to be born but don't care about the health care of women. Then once a child is born, Republicans don't care about its future. That's a fact. Fact check from Bridge MCP. There were not over 74,000 more mail-in votes received counted in Maricopa County, Arizona. They were mailed out. No, that's not true. County officials say the true tally shows there were 446,000 fewer mail-in votes than ballots sent out, which makes sense. All right, I'm special Carl Cox, according to Bridge MCP. Carl Cox is actually Republicans don't believe in prenatal care, don't believe in life of the fetus. All right, Paul Fleming says, the attorney general told America that the election was fair. Trump put him in his place. Everyone believed except the ex-president who continued to spread it. No. The ex-president knows he's lying. Don't give him a break. He knows he's lying. He's there ready to lie to CSAC. And CSAC is, because CSAC is wedded to the fallacies of the Trump administrations and policies, if he realizes he got the big lie, the whole cards, all the cards come tumbling down. And what I try to tell CSAC is, look, I've been wrong as well, CSAC. I've been wrong in beliefs that I've had, and I've atoned for it. Why don't you atone for having believed in Trump for some time and just say you made a bad choice? You were wrong. Just say you made a bad choice, Brother CSAC. It is refreshing when you can come out and say, I was wrong. I will change. I will atone. Let's move on. So again, Mr. Michael CSAC, you are wrong. Mike CSAC, you're wrong. Simply wrong. Now atone. And, you know, like I have had to atone myself. All right, let's see. Kay the Gardener. These hearings are even more important than Watergate, I think. Haven't seen both. Kay, you're absolutely right. And you know why? Watergate, our democracy was not at risk. We had corruption, but our democracy was not at risk. We were never going to drop into fascism, right? Under Nixon. We weren't. And in fact, Nixon had some good virtues. Nixon threw out price and wage and price controls. I am for that right now. I want price controls. I don't want price controls. I want the nationalization of the oil industry. That's what I really want. But anyhow, that's for another day. Eric Hayes, what time is it? 3:22. I still have time for my videos, etc. Eric Hayes says, how about the Biden administration energy policy makes the big ones rich and takes smaller independent companies out of the market with new projects? The same thing happened during pandemic that smaller companies hurt. Yes, I agree. Okay, Eric, what do you want me to say about that? That you're right? Well, guess what, Eric? You're right. You are absolutely right. That's the reason I do not believe in capitalism, because I tell you what, whatever the market will bear is one of the tenets of capitalism, and also the efficiency of scales. And guess what big corporations have? Efficiencies of scale. Also, they have money to bribe. Okay? Money to bribe. All right, continuing. So, Eric, I don't know if you wanted me to somehow get into a discussion on that, but the truth of the matter is, unfortunately, you're correct, sir. You are correct. Yes, Michael, again, Nixon had some good virtues. He actually did the EPA. That's correct. He had, he opened up. Look, you have to realize that the guys of the past are very different. Very different. All right. Eric Hayes, can administration atone for those 13 killed in administration? I don't remember Biden or the administration causing the death of 13 people in Afghanistan. And if you believe that, then you're going to have to ask the Republicans, even worse, atone for the 2,000 deaths that occur yearly in Texas because they don't have the Medicaid expansion to the Affordable Care Act. Okay? Because there is more responsibility on our Republican politicians in Texas to give healthcare to stop killing people than Biden had with a random bomber bombing people. We had more control here in the United States of the Medicaid expansion to the Affordable Care Act than we have otherwise. All right, Carl Cox. Eric Hayes, Biden has nothing to do with the big oil making profits. Exactly. But you can solve it, Carl. We can nationalize the industry. We can. All right. Emma Beckers, welcome to Politics and Right. I prefer to say I did not know all the facts and I accept your truths. In light of that information, I can adjust my opinion. Beautiful, beautiful way of saying it, Emma. You're absolutely right. Bruce Pollard says, you guys are quick to jump on thoughts. I was saying root cause requires looking at all reasons. And Bruce is absolutely right. You know, there are certain things that we may look at that is like, why was it done that way? And then we figure things out. And that's why I listen to my conservative brethren, because I have a tendency to throw everything out. And I did a piece. I got an interview once, and I was interviewed by this neutral person. And what they liked about the interview is that I was able to tell them, you know what? I need conservatives. I need them. Because what they do is they make sure that everything that I come out with as an idea to... They're going to punch the holes in the ideas that I have. They don't generally like to come up with new ideas. That's where the word conservative come from. We keep things the way they are, status quo. So when I try to make a change, they're going to try to find every hole in that change. And I want them to find those holes in the change so that when that change comes to fruition, it does exactly what we want it to do without the side effects that the conservatives would have found. Because, you know, they're going to find anything not to provide support for the average American citizen, or in general for the average, well, there are conservatives all over the world. All right, Norman Reynolds says, after the GOP elected liars, election fraudster, and their sycophants in all these years, and the generous six apologists, all from the GOP, I see all near future GOP voters believe those of us who disagree with them as enemies, not fellow Americans. They are at war with American democracy. And exactly right. That's who they are at war with. The problem, it's a false war that was created by their informers. And what we have to do is remove the respectability that they have with their informers, and then we can take it from there. All right, you know, and I love what my good friend, new friend, well, she's not a friend yet. Maybe she'll come to our progressive stuff in Pittsburgh, I don't know. Liz Cheney, I completely disagree with Liz Cheney on social issues and economic issues. But when it comes to Liz Cheney being standing up for what's right, I don't even have to qualify. Liz Cheney is my hero, okay? I don't have to qualify that a particular conservative woman is my hero. But I think the best person on that panel, bar none, yesterday, was in fact Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney had the right tonality. Liz Cheney had the right accolades. Liz Cheney is my conservative hero. And she, if we get the results that we get going with this hearing, Liz Cheney will be directly responsible for saving America. And let me tell you something that you guys better watch out from, okay? There's a good possibility when all the heat falls away, and when the Mike C-Secs of the world find out that they have been had by the crooks that run their party, there's a good possibility that Liz Cheney is going to come out there and run for president. And when Liz Cheney runs for president, depending on who, if the Democrats put out a neoliberal clown, right? I'm going to tell you something. Liz Cheney will stand a very good chance of winning. First Republican likely to get the majority of the votes in the country, because she would have earned helping saving the country. And you may not like her social policies. Well, you make sure and elect a hell of a lot of progressives around her. You may not like her economic policies. You can neuter that. But saving the country, hey girl, I'm going to tell you something. Liz Cheney, it takes courage. I don't even see Democratic men doing that. I didn't see Manchin doing that. I don't see any of these guys fighting for what they believe in the way Liz Cheney is fighting for what she believes in. A lot of these guys that are progressive, they know what they want to provide to people, but they're scared that, oh my God, a particular sect in my particular area will not vote for me if I do that, so I'm not going to give the progressive values that I want to give. Well, you know what? If Liz Cheney was a progressive, we would have had progressive policies. Liz Cheney, don't like your policies on health care. Liz Cheney, I don't like your policies on any of that. But Liz Cheney, absent some of the work that you are doing, we wouldn't even have a country where we could vote on these damn policies. Anyhow, let's listen to our girl right now. Liz Cheney did not pull any punches here. She really let her Republican protégés have it. Want you to listen to her? Then let's take it on the other side.
In our country, we don't swear an oath to an individual or a political party. We take our oath to defend the United States Constitution. And that oath must mean something. Tonight, I say this to my Republican colleagues who are defending the indefensible. There will come a day when Donald Trump is gone, but your dishonor will remain.
You've got to wonder, these Republicans that are, you know, sucking on to Donald Trump and remains with Donald Trump, even as we can see the stuff cratering around him, you wonder what's gonna be the result. I tell you what, folks, if the cards are played right, all this fear that Democrats have about losing big in 2022 may all dissipate. Because more and more folks are starting to see the Republican Party for what it has become, a clear and present danger, not only to the United States, but to the world. A clear and present danger to the world. And you know who had a very good piece on, well, I tell you what, let me go ahead and answer, let me answer a few more questions before I go to that one. Here we got Bridge MCP says, let's see, the only one in the GOP with them balls. Yeah, not only in the GOP, Bridge. Let's talk about some of our own that refuse to pass policies that we know. They know that their people want, and they refuse to pass those policies. Do we give them a break? Hell no. I am tired of being used, you know? Tired of being used. But you know what? Let's go ahead and do the support, and then after the support, I will come back.
Politics done right depends on you to keep doing what we do. What do? We make sure to keep, number one, the internet seeded with blogs and information to counter the right and to present what progressives represent for the benefit of us all, to everybody, so that it's not misled by any other entity. We make sure and populate that internet with blogs, with videos, with all these other things to make sure that we are informed and to counter everything that you normally hear that are lying at the right. We also make sure to create articles in magazines, articles in newspapers all around the country to ensure, again, that our message gets out there. Last but not least, we also write books. As you see it, Class Warfare, The Only Resort to Right-Wing Doom, How to Make America Utopia, are two of the many books that I've written on these issues. So please support us in one of many ways. Numero uno, you can support us at PayPal, either one time or monthly. Go to politicsdoneright.com/PayPal. You can support us on Patreon. That is politicsdoneright.com/Patreon. Patreon is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. You can support us by becoming a part of our YouTube channel, going to politicsdoneright.com/YouTube, or you can support us in many other forms that you can find at politicsdoneright.com/support. Be sure to visit our store, politicsdoneright.com/store, and get our books at politicsdoneright.com/books. Politics done right depends on you to keep doing what we do. What do we do? We make sure to keep, number one, the internet seeded with blogs and information.
You know, I just did that while I was just before I left DC, you know, so I forgot where it ended. Sorry about that. Okay, I also put the links in the thing inside of the feed. All right, let me go back to answering the questions. Carl Cox, I think I was before Carl Cox. There we go. Bridge MCP says, awesome. Emma Beckers, for that thoughtful way of dealing with how to tell somebody to modify their thought process after they've come into new information. Emma Becker says that Peggy and neither will be mother if the ectopic pregnancy is not terminated. True, both would die. Carl Cox says, Trump is the worst president in the history of America, worse than Nixon, Reagan, Bush 1, Bush 2, Hoover, Cleveland, and Wilson combined. I agree. Liz rocks, according to Emma Beckers. Bridge MCP says, Liz C, the only one in the GOP with them balls. Eric K says, Liz is Manchin. No, Liz is not Manchin. Paul Fleming says, Liz is the hero for America when it comes to fighting for American democracy. Agreed. Boop, boop. And Emma Becker says, she has more chutzpah than any senator in Congress. I agree 100%. She is likely going to give up her seat because she refuses to be a Trump sycophant and refuses to simply fall for the lies that many other Republicans fall for. She has a mind of her own. She's intelligent. And there we go. CSEC is still trying to come up with something. Everybody tells him, we've looked over all of that and you're wrong, but he's still trying to find something. Boy, and I bet you don't, well, they don't even think about you, CSEC. You're just an afterthought. Somebody to give them a vote, and when you give them their vote, they don't give a darn about you. But there you are, fighting to try to make the Trump's lie a reality. Can't happen because it isn't. Carl Cox, too many politicians worried about the money they get in special interest. And Wes says, Rhino Liz Cheney, P.O. No, she's not a rhino, she's a patriot. West says the Republican Party is we the people. No, the Republican Party is something else. West says Australian resistance. I don't know what that means. The Rep Party is the me party. Love that very much, Emma Bakers. Rick Hayes says, used but not abused. All right. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Paul Fleming says, first. AVQ says, West name a Republican policy that tangibly supports we the people. AVQ, I should have asked that. That's why I have the smartest people. So go ahead. AVQ has a challenge for you, West. Name a policy that Republicans support that supports you. Paul Fleming says, we have two blockers in the Senate that we need to get rid of. We must put someone forward to replace them. I agree. You can never beget President Trump. If you do, 1776 will come. 360 million guns strong. No. You see, you guys have it wrong. It is true that we have 400,000 guns or so. It is also true that I think it's like, don't hit the numbers, but it's something like 30% of Americans own most of them, right? You know what? You can only use one gun at a time. So most Americans don't have these guns that you guys are talking about. You guys are not the majority. And most of you are too scared to really fight people. The guns are your like, make you feel like you have big balls. So you got the guns and I got my gun. Wow. You know what these ladies in here would say? Uh-oh, I wonder why you think you need a gun. Ask some of the ladies in the house. Carl Cox, West, the Republican Party, is we the mega rich corporation? All right, let's go. What else we got here? Bridge MCP says, ironically, Hannity, the very person who had been texting the White House telling them to get Trump to stop the election lies, was on TV Thursday night with banners on the screen exclaiming that there were false narratives from the hearing, calling it a sham investigation. That was an orchestrated anti-Trump show trial. The reality is a significant portion of the country and many of the very people who need to hear the facts about what happened January 6th will have never heard the primary source of evidence presented, making it difficult for Americans to get on the same page about what truly happened. And that is where you come in. You know, a lot of folks aren't going to want to talk to you, but talk to them. Take the insult. Approach them. It's okay. Emma Baker says 120 guns per 100 Americans. 3% of Americans have guns. Amazing, isn't it? AVQ says, Egberto, West already answered. More guns. Result, more mass shooting. More mass shooting, etc. Carl Cox, West, it's a Republican Party. So working to throw out votes of the Democratic politicians. True. All right. Here is the deal. So after the hearings, I said to myself, my God, there is enough there to really throw the book at Donald Trump. There are enough people who have made it clear that Donald Trump knew the truth and he was still using all his resources to promote a lie that caused January 6th, right? And what do I hear on Rachel Maddow talking to Goldberg, the guy who prosecuted Trump the very first time? And here is what he had to say, because it seems like he concurred.
Get your first reaction that we've heard from you in terms of what you thought about how it was handled this evening.
I thought it was devastating. I thought Liz Cheney in particular going down through the hearings also enabled her to lay out all of the evidence that they have. And in particular, what we learned through a lot, you've been talking about it all night, through so many witnesses, that Donald Trump knew exactly what he was doing and that his allegations of fraud were bogus, and he was told that over and over and over again. And, you know, what I said on Twitter, and I mean it, and I haven't said this before, Rachel, you and I have talked, Nicole, Lawrence, we've all talked about what the evidence is of Donald Trump's potential criminal guilt. And what we watched tonight was wrenching. It was moving. But what Donald Trump should be seeing are handcuffs.
What Donald Trump should be seeing are handcuffs. And you know what? It is so funny, because as I'm watching that, as I'm watching it yesterday, I kept on saying, oh my God, it's almost, you know, Hannity was right in a way when he says it was like the Trump attack show. But it is a Trump attack show because Trump was pulling all the strings. And just watching Trump. Just watching all the things that he did illegal. I mean, we have to throw the book at Trump and his sycophants. There's not two ways about it. We have to throw the book at both Trump and his sycophants. It's very important. All right, continuing reading. We've got here, Emma Baker says, Wes, it's true. Overwhelmingly, it's been Republicans committing voter fraud. Absolutely so. We have it. We can document it. It's documented. Truth polls. Trump, 91 million votes. Biden, 15 million. Can't fool us devils. Oh, wow. That's so funny. Egberto, please actually read this one out. West already answered more guns. Result, more mass shootings. More school shootings. The obscenity of school children being decapitated by assault rifles. All right. Bridge MCP says, I can't even talk to my sister. She said why Watch 2K Mules is true. They did what any American should have done at the Capitol. Yeah. You know, that is what the right-wing media has their people believe in, that they are like those people, they are like those people who, saved this country from Great Britain. In other words, oh, we went ahead and saved it from Great Britain. No. Just a bunch of capitalists didn't want to give any taxes to the Queen, so they formed their own company where they could do the same kind of manipulation that the Queen did. Instead of being the Queen, it's now, I've been into talk with Mook Schmookler, and M. Schmookler. We're doing a series. I think we're going to do about 10 episodes. And you've seen one of the first episode already. And he was talking about the goodness of humans, which is true, but I told him, there's a short-sighted that he has, and that is because the way we are taught in America, we are taught that our economic system has to be this way. We are taught so many things that are fixed, not because they're best done that way, but because that was sort of the intent of the founders, who really didn't have the best thoughts or wishes for most of the population. That's just a fact. And for us to live by the restrictions of much of what they did, when we know that much of what they did didn't cover a large, or wasn't there to provide for the vast majority of the population, is nonsensical. The good thing that the founders did was to create an elastic clause in the Constitution that allowed it to be masticated. That's how we got rid of slavery. That's how we got rid of a lot of bad things that the Constitution sanctioned. Right? So, you know, the Constitution is a property document. And as more people realize that it's more a property document than a freedom document, we will start being able to make better choices. All right, let's continue. Peggy Lopez, a push for greater gun ownership is self-financed militia for the GOP. Wow, Rachel, what? Danielle says, yes, please approach me. All right, the next time I see you, I will approach you. I won't get into your space, but I'll say, hi, Danielle. How are you doing today, Danielle? You know, you can always walk off. Most important, shocking revelations last night. One, historical context as part of the U.S. history of slavery, racism, and violence. Two, this is from E2247. January 6th plans for promotion all prior to the deadly attack. Ook, I'm tired of Maddo. See ya tomorrow. Leave Maddo alone. Come on. She's only on one day a week now. Come on. Most important revelation last night, according to E2247, showed evidence of 45 in his inner circle knew he'd fairly lost 2020 election. Yes, four, Ivanka and AG Barr knew he'd fairly lost 2020 election. And five, Representative Cheney. Yeah. Okay, what we got here? Bruce says, the book is not in our hands to throw. Merritt G has the book, in my opinion. Who is his boss? The president. All right, let's see what else we got here. Eric Hayes says, if handcuffs are needed now, how about Hillary Clinton has been no justice? Again, you guys pulled out the same crap for Hillary Clinton. You just couldn't convict her. You know why? Because it was a sham. Carl Cox, wrong again, West. You were Nazi Trump. Emma Becker says, West, in Brazil, you have to be 25% to own a gun, and you cannot open carry. True. Bridge MCP says, have to leave you guys. Have a good weekend. Can't be there, Tom. Have fun. We're going to miss you at Ask Egberto Anything. Come on, Bridge. How are we going to live without you, Bridge? We need you at Ask Egberto Anything. Just the same. Folks, please sign up for Ask Egberto Anything. There is the link. Please show up. All right, let's see what else we got. Para ver. Emma Baker says, in Brazil, they must also have a license and renew it each year. We don't do that in the U.S. Emma Baker says, West, only if you let him. All right, one last video that I have. Actually, I got two videos. The first one I'm going to do, I got time. The first one I'm going to do is A.B. Stoddard. A.B. Stoddard has some interesting info about the shooting. This one isn't January 6th. I know I was to talk about inflation today. I'll save that for Monday. I'll just give one sentence on inflation later, and then I'll save the rest for a better talk on Monday. But let's go ahead and play A.B. Stoddard, and then we'll take it on the other side. What she's going to tell you is something I want every Republican to know, because it also jumps into January 6th in a very indirect kind of a way. So let's get busy. A.B. Stoddard, take it away.
AB, Newtown broke me, my center in one, on the day that Newtown happened, and I unplugged the cable boxes for 3 months. And I think if you watch the arc of President Obama's presidency, the way he talks about nothing happening after Newtown is different from the way he talks about everything else he confronted as a president, because it seems to be the thing that makes him understand not just a party who was wholly committed to obstructing and damaging and undermining his presidency at every level, but to undermining the country. 85% of Americans support universal background checks. Numbers go up to like 95% when you look at some of the things, and they include a vast majority of lawful gun owners. All the Republicans are feeding, even in the wake, as the facts are so murky in this tragedy. Everything they're suggesting seems to have been in place, right? Guards, You know, everything they think will stop this was there. And an 18-year-old bought two weapons of war within 4 days of his 18th birthday that cost $3,500. No Republicans are asking where it came from, and no Republicans have suggested a single law to make the shooter incapable of buying two weapons of war within 4 days and enough ammunition to prevail on a battlefield. Where are we?
Well, I'm offended by the rhetoric from Lieutenant Governor of Texas and Ted Cruz and others who talk about hardening schools, because while we might be at our most vulnerable at schools in terms of the number of mass shootings, we are not safe at synagogue or church or Safeway or a movie theater or anywhere, a concert in Las Vegas. No one is safe in this country from being in a massacre. And it's offensive to ask teachers who are teaching, or rabbis who are and pastors who are ministering to the flock in houses of worship, to be ready and prepared like they're in the military to fend off an active shooter with a weapon of war that can kill multiple people in seconds, something the founders clearly never, ever imagined. And so that is ridiculous, whatever they're talking about in terms of one back door, one door that is an entryway, and that'll be great. It's insane. What's interesting, as they talk about mental health being the problem and psychopaths, is that they are not willing to say, they say there's a mental health crisis because of lockdowns during the pandemic. They're not talking about how to take care of kids in their formative years who are 18 or 17 or whatever, and acknowledge that they are hoovering poison on the internet that radicalizes them, and that they should not drink till 21, that they have not formed their full prefrontal cortex for judgment. I tell my two 20-year-olds and my one 18-year-old this all the time. And that those 18-year-old males who are responsible for these recent shootings, and most of them, are not fit to buy any weapon, let alone the worst one. So I would like the media, who get in front of Greg Abbott and Ted Cruz and everyone else right now, to ask, do you believe that 18-year-old boys are fit to make these judgments, to make these purchases? Really, why? And then discuss what they are doing to improve the state of the mental health crisis in this country, because we have 60 million more guns than we have people, and we have social media that's not going away. Everyone can agree that a universal background check will put in the restrictions required to make people wait and to examine the background, the family life, the education record, everything of these teenagers who are applying that are wanting to purchase these guns. They have to answer why that's unreasonable. I don't hear anything from them about why an 18-year-old is just not fit to make these purchases. That's the end of it. But they really want kindergarten teachers, who a few weeks ago were groomers, to strap on weapons of war to fight back, let alone a rabbi who's 70. It's just totally insane.
Yes, it's totally insane. And if you notice what she tried to bring out in there, and this applied to everything that Republicans do, it is simply as if you want these changes, but you don't want to do the science necessary for these changes. The minds of 18-year-olds make them irresponsible with guns. The minds of some people make them irresponsible with guns, yet you don't want to provide assistance. You don't want to provide health care insurance for those that are insane and others. So she makes her point here. And the same kind of thought process applies to those who continue to try to justify other bad things, January 6th. And here is Scarborough's take on it. I love it. Check out what he has to say.
Absolute war zone that the West Front had become.
You know, in John 8:32, Jesus told his disciples, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." It was the truth put before the American people in gripping video and painful testimony that was laid bare last night before the January 6th committee. It was the truth about Donald Trump, stripped to its ugliest core, as Americans saw graphic images that forever demolished Trump's fantasy of his rioters as, quote, peaceful people, great people. The truth? Well, you heard Officer Edwards' testimony last night, painfully recalling her fellow cops being beaten by Trump's savage mob. Her fellow officers were bleeding. They were throwing up. I was slipping in people's blood, she said. It was carnage. It was chaos. I can't even describe what I saw. The truth? That unlike any president who has ever served before him in this great republic, Donald Trump refused to call off the attacks on America's Capitol and even yelled to his staff that the violent mob was doing exactly what they should be doing. Trump would not stop the riots. The truth. When Donald Trump learned of the mob's threats to hang his own vice president, Trump told his staff, quote, maybe our supporters have the right idea. He deserves it. And knowing Mike Pence and his family were in danger and on the move to try to find a secure location in the Capitol, the defeated president decided to pour more gasoline on the fire and put the Pence family's life in even graver danger. The truth, Trump knew the election wasn't stolen. You've already heard his attorney general. He called it bullshit. His daughter sided with his attorney general. His chief of staff said there was no there. And there never was. Trump knew it. Giuliani knew it. Fox News knew it. And Republicans who sold their soul to a failed game show host also knew it from the start. They still do. The truth can set them free. Jesus is right. It can set them free from the lies, from the conspiracy theories, from the un-American attacks, from the seditious actions that define who Donald Trump is. But they have to actually open their eyes, watch the evidence, listen to the testimony, and turn away from the cyclone of lies that have enveloped them and their political lives since that dreadful day when they chose cowardice over courage and party over patriotism. For those who continue to betray their country by betraying that country and repeating Donald Trump's lies, well, there's another Bible verse from the Gospel of John. And it's this. This is the verdict. Light and truth has come into the world. But these people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil.
Because their deeds were evil. At some point, those of you who drank Trump's Kool-Aid, deep in your heart, you know that he lied to you. But you have to, you're so concerned about being wedded to him that you can't admit it. I suggest that you do. The guy is a clear and present danger, not only to the country, but to the world. And the sooner most of you realize that, the sooner you realize that you are complicit in every evil that he does, the better it will be for every single American as we excoriate, as we extricate everything that this guy and his sycophants represent. So let's be clear about that. Okay, we are coming out near to the end of the show. I want to ask you all, please sign up for Ask Egberto Anything. It's a Zoom, and we have fun. You know, several folks come out. We have some fun. We have discussion. You dictate what you want to talk about. Come on out. Please support the program however you can. The all-encompassing link. Click on politicsunright.com/support. Politicsunright.com/support. So that you can actually see it. No, I did not block Eric. I don't block anybody. Every so often I have to block the porn stuff that comes up. Some people are incapable of saying they made a mistake. You know what is so refreshing? When you make a mistake and you can actually say, I've learned, and you go ahead and you tell folks you made a mistake. You know? So, no. I think if you made a mistake, you're learning. So that's what it's all about. I got to get out of here. I want to thank all of you for listening to the show today. Please remember, share not only our show, but our blogs, our videos. It's so important. It is so important that we get the truth out. I'm going to give one sentence on inflation, two sentences on inflation. The inflation you are witnessing today is a fraud. The goal of the capitalist system says we will price things at whatever the market will bear. And the market will bear whatever people have as disposable incomes in their pockets. When they were provided with a stimulus, one would think these people would do better. They will be better off by being able to go shop for things they otherwise would not have been able to shop for. And you know what? There are not enough shortages for prices to shoot up the way they are doing it. But that's not how the corporatocracy sees it. They seize extra cash in the market. And because if I've always bought this soap, I may want to buy this soap again. They know that jacking these prices up and having people that have more disposable income will transfer that income directly back to the rich people, the owners of the corporations that's taking advantage of you. The system, folks, doesn't work for most. The problem is we are very good at isolating the most, so that the ones who you see on TV, the ones with the wherewithals, or the ones that look like they're having life great that you see every day on TV, on Facebook, etc., not showing the pain that folks are actually going through. We can do better. But better comes with education. Better comes with education. And as long, and there are going to be people that are resistant to education because of that, who they are. In our room, we have people like Brother Eric Hayes and Mike Cisak and Daniel Ledo. They are very anathema to changing their beliefs. Some shock is going to have to happen in their lives for them to see the good, but we would have already planted the seeds in all of their minds so that when that shock occurs, they know who's on their side. It's that simple. Some people, that's just how they are. I can go with a pen and pencil and paper and figure out if you've got my back or not. So anyhow, folks, I got to get out of here. Please go to politicsandright.com/support. politicsandright.com/support. Support the show. Ensure that we can continue to be here for you. That is what we're all about. So go to let me see if I can paste it again in there. politicsandright.com/support. My name is Egberto Willis. This is Politics and Right. And you guys know how I end this baby. I am what? Out. We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.